High school football is on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Presented in part by Meijer, Russ's Restaurants, Fritz Office Outfitters, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, and Zealand Print Shop. Also making this broadcast possible are Hoff Inn of Fenville, Sales Heating and Cooling, Zealand Print Shop, Weston Brook Mower, and Wooden Shoe Restaurant. 2013 high school football is also a service of City Deli, Randy's Carpet Care, Barber Ford, The Farmhouse Restaurant, Zealand Hardware, and Reliable Sport. WHTC high school football broadcasts are made possible in part by Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, Mapleview Animal Hospital, Seely Wright Kia of Holland, Zealand Record, Taylor Rental, and Shoreline Orthopedics. Now let's join WHTC's Greg Chandler for high school football on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.
Greetings, everyone, from Hamilton High School. Welcome to High School Football 2013 on WHTC and WHTC.com. It is homecoming tonight here at Hamilton, and this is going to be our first opportunity to see both the Hamilton Hawkeyes and the Holland Christian Maroons this season here on WHTC. The captains from the two teams are meeting at midfield right now. They're going to do the coin toss, and we'll see who's going to get the football first in tonight's ball game. But a big ball game for both of these ball clubs. Both teams have struggled in the early part of the season. The Hawkeyes come in with a record of 1-4 under their new head coach, Chad Miller. The Maroons dropped their first three. However, they have won their last two, including an impressive victory last week over Grand Rapids Catholic Central, a traditional powerhouse. And it came on a last-second field goal by Bryce Eggers, a guy who normally plays on the Holland Christian soccer team and was the backup kicker. He got pressed into service when the regular kicker was injured, and Eggers knocked through a 27-yard field goal with 20 seconds remaining to give the Maroons a 30-28 victory. So Holland Christian has a little momentum going into tonight's ball game with the Hawkeyes and with Hamilton. Hamilton's a team that's trying to find itself in terms of its identity. Chris Myers, who was the coach for the Hawkeyes for the last dozen years or so, stepped down at the end of last season after a great track record that had included multiple playoff appearances. And Chad Miller, who played at Hope College and was an assistant coach under Dean Krebs for several years as a defensive line coach, getting his first head coaching experience with the Hawkeyes, and it's been a bit of a struggle so far as Hamilton is 1-4 on the season. Last week the Hawkeyes lost to Hastings by a score of 40-30. The Hawkeyes are going to get the football first tonight. I did not see who won the toss. The trend with these two teams has been the trend with most of the coin tosses has been for the team that wins the toss to defer their choice to the second half, and the other team gets the football first, and then the team that won the toss gets the football to start the second half. But Hamilton is going to get the football to start the ball game. And got a great crowd on hand tonight, a very early arriving crowd. I got here at 5:30, and there were fans already lined up outside the gate, awaiting the school officials to unlock the gates and let the fans in for this homecoming game. I anticipate the Hamilton side of the field is going to be full, and we've got a pretty good contingent of Holland Christian fans that have made the short drive down M40 down here for this football game tonight. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Holland Christian Maroons on their first half of the season with a 2-3 record coming into tonight's ballgame. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School. Greg Chandler with you as we start off the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. Holland Christian against Hamilton tonight. The Maroons come in with a record of 2-3. Jim Caserta in his second year as head coach of the Maroons. And, of course, if you're familiar with high school football, you certainly are familiar with Coach Caserta's background. He was the head coach at West Ottawa for 15 years. In fact, last week, and we were remiss in neglecting this last week, he was inducted into the West Ottawa Hall of Fame last week. And he was obviously not able to attend last Friday night's game against Rockford because he was occupied coaching the Maroons in their game against Grand Rapids Christian. But Coach Caserta led the Maroons to a 6-4 record a year ago. and a berth in the state playoffs. So far this year, the Maroons didn't start out well. They were beaten by Zeeland East in their opener, 44-7, then lost to Grand Rapids South Christian, 30-7. So a couple of powerhouse programs to start the year out. Then they played Zeeland West in week three, and West pounded the Maroons by a score of 52-20. So Highland Christian started out with kind of a murderer's row, so to speak, of opponents here, and got off to an 0-3 start. But they've started to right the ship the last couple of weeks. They got their first win of the season on September 20th, knocking off Forest Hills Eastern 41-34. And then last week at home, they battled toe-to-toe with Grand Rapids Catholic Central. And if you're familiar with Grand Rapids Catholic Central, this is a program that has gone to a couple of state finals and won a state championship. This is a very good program, and the Maroons stood toe-to-toe with them. And at the end of the ballgame, Bryce Eggers, the backup kicker, knocked through the game-winning field goal to give the Maroons a 30-28 victory. But in that ball game, Caleb Vanderluck, who is the new quarterback for Highland Christian, had a spectacular ball game. He threw for four touchdowns, and his percentage numbers were really good. 25 of 33 for 252 yards. His favorite target, as you might guess, is Kyle Steginga. And Kyle Steginga has been a force on both the gridiron and the basketball court for 3 years at Highland Christian. Last year, he had 17 receiving touchdowns. Last week, Steginga had 8 catches for over 100 yards, and he caught 3 of the 4 touchdown passes. He presents a matchup problem for any opponent. He goes about 6'5". He's got great range, and he also knows how to time his jumps to outleap anybody that is covering him. And the Hawkeyes are going to be facing a challenge tonight in terms of trying to contain Steginga. Vanderluck struggled in the early part of the season with interceptions, but he has really been coming on the last couple of weeks. He's completed 65% of his passes for 860 yards and 11 touchdowns. He's also rushed for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. And you think of the quarterbacks Holland Christian has had over the years, so much of their play through the last decade or so has revolved around the quarterback. I mean, you go back to Kirk Cousins about 10 years ago before he went on to Michigan State and then to the National Football League with the Washington Redskins. Then you have A.J. Westendorf, who had that spectacular season in 2008 when he led the Maroons to the State Division III championship. And then you've had some guys that have come along since then, guys like Nick Kuechover, Luke Brower, last year's quarterback Ross Skur had a very good year, and now Caleb Vanderluck is kind of starting to feel his way in that role at quarterback. He struggled early on, but he has really been coming on the last couple of weeks, and he's going to be a key performer for the Maroons tonight if they are going to come away with a victory. And I think the key for the Maroons tonight is control the ball and try and limit the Hawkeyes in terms of what they can do on the offensive end. We'll talk about the Hawkeyes in just a little bit, but ball control, spread the field, and get the ball into the hands of Steginga. That's always a good move if you're Holland Christian. When we come back, we'll talk about the Hamilton Hawkeyes and their season so far. But first, let's take a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to High School Football on WHTC. The Hamilton High Marching Band performing right now under the direction of Joe Herrick, and they are doing a superhero theme night tonight. I'm looking at some of the tubas, and they've got logos for Batman, Superman, and Captain America draped over the end of the tubas, and they're actually doing their halftime show during the pregame because this being homecoming tonight here at Hamilton. Hawkeyes come in with a record of 1-4, and as I mentioned, they're under a new coach this year, Chad Miller. Chad Miller was a former assistant coach at Hope College under Dean Krebs. He was a defensive line assistant coach for about 5 seasons, but this is his first head coaching assignment. Miller played under Ray Smith toward the end of his career at Hope College back in the mid-90s, was a very good defensive end, and was a solid player, and he's gone on to the coaching ranks and has been an assistant at a number of places, this year being his first opportunity. The Hawkeyes have had a bit of a struggle in the first 5 ball games so far. They opened with a 42-20 loss against Middleville. They didn't defeated Coopersville 21-20. The difference in that ball game was a missed extra point in the fourth quarter after Coopersville had scored, and the Hawkeyes were able to hang on for the victory. In week three, in their one OK Green Conference game, the Hawkeyes got hammered by Byron Center 46-10. In that ball game, the Hawkeyes trailed only 15-10 at the half, but then the Bulldogs blew the game open in the third quarter with three touchdowns, and then tacked on 10 more points in the fourth quarter for the runaway victory. And then Hamilton then lost 38-0 to Forest Hills Northern in week four. And last week against the Saxons of Hastings High School, the Hawkeyes fell by a score of 40-30. And again, a big quarter doing the Hawkeyes in. Hastings put 24 points on the board in the second quarter to open up a 30-15 lead. The Hawkeyes managed to get a couple of late scores, but the score not really indicative of how lopsided that ball game was. Brady Mudd led the Hawkeyes with 187 yards passing on 8 of 13. Jarrett Overbeek is his favorite target. Overbeek caught 5 passes for 151 yards. He's a big play receiver. He is averaging over 26 yards a reception on the course of the season. Heath Dannenberg has been the leading rusher so far for Hamilton. Dannenberg has rushed for about 400 yards. He's averaging about 6 yards a carry. Mudd is a decent runner as well. He averages about 4 yards a carry and has rushed for close to 200 yards on the course of this 2013 season. So the offense really has not been a problem for the Hawkeyes, but the defense has been another story. Giving up 42 points against Middleville, 46 against Byron Center, and then 40 last week against Hastings. The Hawkeyes have not been able to stop opposing teams, and they're gonna be tested tonight against the Solon Christian offense. Particularly with Kyle Steginga at that wideout position. I don't know who's gonna be matched up tonight against Steginga, but whoever it is going to have his hands full, and you can bet Vanderluck is gonna be looking the way of number 8 in the maroon and white. When we come back, we will go over tonight's high school football schedule and tell you about some other things going on in the world of high school football around our area as the Maroons head out onto the field. But first, let's take another 2-minute timeout. You are listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show on high school football on 1450 WHTC, Highland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Just about to get this one underway here at Hamilton. The game conditions brought to you by Jackie's Place, 17th Street of the South Shore Y. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's Jackie's Place. It's 70 degrees under cloudy skies. A little peek of the sun trying to peep its way through here as it gets ready to set for the evening. We had some rain on the radar there, but it has largely fizzled. We do have a threat of showers in this ball game, but maybe we'll get lucky and get through this game without any rainfall. And winds out of the northwest at 6, 84% humidity, so hydration is an issue tonight for the players. I mean, you wouldn't think this being the first weekend in October, but they're going to need to make sure they're all watered up and everything to avoid the issue of cramps. The Maroons are in the road white uniforms with maroon numerals, maroon helmets with the numerals for each player on the side of the helmets. Hawkeyes are in the black uniforms, black jerseys, white numerals, gold trim, and black helmets with the familiar Tiger Hawk logo in gold. The kickoff is brought to you by Hop In a Fenville. Text 80373 for specials. Bryce Eggers gets ready to kick off for the Maroons. A couple of Hawkeyes waiting back at the 10-yard line awaiting the boot. Hawkeyes will work right to left across your radio dial. Other games tonight: Byron Center at Highland, West Ottawa, Grand Haven, Reese Puffer at Zealand East, Zealand West at Unity Christian, Saugatuck at Martin, and Bangor at Fenville. Low line drive kick is fielded by Dannenberg at the 12. He comes to the left side. He's over the 20. He's got an opening. Look out! 30, 35. It's Colin Tidd. Tidd out to midfield into Highland Christian territory, down to the 30, down to the 20, and he's dragged down to the 17-yard line. Check that. That's Jordy Montoya, a wide receiver. He fielded the kick on one hop, found an opening, and he nearly took it all the way. A spectacular return to start the ball game for the Hawkeyes, and they will have it at the Highland Christian 17. That is a 68-yard kickoff return. So Brady Mudd will bring out the the Hawkeyes. He's the quarterback. He's completed 53% of his passes on the season for 460 yards. Heath Dannenberg is the running back. They'll go trips right to start the ball game. Hawkeyes run out of the spread. The give is to Dannenberg up the middle, and he is inside the 15 down to the 12. On the snap for the Maroons is Matt DeCook, who's been their leading tackler all season. He had 18 stops in last week's ball game. Wide receivers, Garrett Aiding, Nathan Pando, Jared Overbeek, and Dylan Burrish, yet another Burrish playing for the Hawkeyes. Second and six for Hamilton from the Holland Christian 13, just underway. Hawkeyes threatening after a spectacular kick return. Low snap. Mudd fields it. He's going to keep it himself. He's down inside the 10, and he's going to be close to a first down. Nice job by Brady Mudd. A poor snap. It was kind of low and wide, but Mudd did a good job of picking it up, followed his blockers, and he is going to be real close to a first down. They may call for a measurement. In fact, that is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to bring the chains all the way across field. The Hamilton offensive line from tackle to tackle is Zach Vandevosse, Cole Kaiser, Drew Borman, Tate Knapp, and Chad Skierbeek. They bring the chains in. It's either going to be first and goal or third and inches for the Hawkeyes. Montoya with a spectacular kickoff return to start the ball game, putting the Hawkeyes in the red zone. And the officials take a look at it. It is really, really close. They might need a credit card to determine. It looks like he's going to be short, but not by very much at all. So third and inches for the Hawkeyes. They have it at the Holland Christian 8. 11:08 to go in the first quarter. They set the ball. It's actually between the 7 and the 8-yard line, so they need the 7 for the first down. Borman comes out over the football. Notice Cole Kaiser, the left guard, was part of the Hamilton choir that sang the national anthem. Did a great job before the kickoff. Mudd gets the play from Coach Miller. He has Dannenberg lined up to his right, trips right the formation to give. Oh, it's going to be kept by the quarterback, and getting hit for a loss is Brady Mudd, and Austin Shoemaker, the 5'11", 205-pound senior, breaking through for the Maroons that time to drop Mudd for a loss back to the 10. So it's now 4th and 3. Hawkeyes are going to go for it here, and they quickly come up to the line. Mudd looks to the sideline. They change the play up, it looks like. It's trips right. Maroons have a four-man front. Mudd takes, rolls out to his right, gets pressure. Mudd's in trouble. He is going to be sacked. David Williams, a 6'3", 175-pounder, coming from the outside that time, drops Mudd for a loss back to the 20-yard line, and the Maroon defense holds after the spectacular kickoff return, and they will take over on downs. Great job by the Holland Christian defense to step up. So Caleb Vanderluck comes out to lead the Maroon offense. He's 5'9", 190 pounds, a senior. He's completed 65% of his passes for 862 yards. He's thrown for 11 touchdowns, including 4 last week against Catholic Central. He has thrown 9 interceptions. 3 receivers. Steginga is the guy to watch. He's the outside receiver. They got twins on either side. It looks like Isaac Boos is lined up to Vanderluck's right. Caleb takes. He's going to roll out. Swings it out. Up to the 25, up to the 30, up the sideline, look out! It is Alex Bosch down the sideline. He's into Hamilton territory and finally dragged down at the 26-yard line. They sent Steginga deep on the right side, and Hamilton completely forgot about Bosch, who's a 5'8", 150-pound sophomore. It was just a little flat pass, and Bosch nearly took it all the way to the house. It's a gain of 54 yards. Maroons have it at the 25-yard line, and Vanderluck brings him up. Vanderluck has Boos lined up to his right. Boos had 3 interceptions last week against Catholic Central. 2 receivers on either side. Vanderluck's going to keep it himself over the right side. He fights his way down to the 20, and he's going to be wrapped up there. Tate Knapp on the stop for the Hawkeyes. Pick up a 5 for Vanderluck. We'll try and pick up the rest of that Holland Christian line for you. Casey Myard is one of the wide receivers. He's lined up on the same side as Steginga. Vanderluck's going to keep it up the middle, and he's going to have a first down inside the 15, down to the 13. Up front for the Maroons, you got Cameron Rotman, Jerry Tamez. Marcus Brinks is up there. Also, Tyler Vanderwall, 6'1", 205 junior. The Maroons have it first and 10 at the Hamilton 14-yard line. Hamilton had a great kickoff return to start the ball game, but the Holland Christian defense held, and now they come right back the other way. Two receivers on either side. Vanderluck in the gun with Boost lined up next to him. Man in motion, left to right. Vanderluck's going to keep it up the middle, and he gets down close to the 10. And he may have gotten inside the 10. And it was just a straight run for Caleb. And Vanderluck not afraid of contact by any stretch of the imagination. They'll mark it right at the 10, a gain of 4. Second down and 6, 8:56 to go, first quarter. No score, but the Maroons on the move. One of the starting receivers tonight for Howland Christian is Caleb Rink, who is a freshman. He just got called up from the freshman team. And he's lined up to the left right now. Man in motion. And faking the reverse, there's Vanderluck rolling out, throwing, got a man wide open, touchdown! They faked the reverse, and Jake Kaufman was wide open. He caught it at the 3, and he strolls in for the touchdown. A 10-yard connection from Vanderluck to Kaufman, capping a 79-yard drive, and the Maroons lead it 6-0 with 8:36 to go in the first quarter. What a drive for the Maroons. Now, the big play there was the 54-yard swing pass to Bosch. They line up in the swinging gate formation. Now they break into the conventional extra point formation. Now, I don't know if it's Eggers kicking. Stegiga is holding. Here's a low snap. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is good. So the Maroons strike first tonight. They go 79 yards in 5 plays, and they lead Hamilton by a score of 7-0. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Yeah, the Maroons strike first, going 79 yards in 5 plays for the score, 10 yards from Vanderluck to Kaufman. And it's 7-0 Holland Christian. Eggers gets ready to kick off. And let's see if they keep the ball away from Montoya this time. They send it Montoya's way, and the ball's going to roll out of bounds at about the 3. So Hamilton's going to get the football on the kick going out of bounds at about their 35. But a great drive by Holland Christian on their first possession. Actually, they're going to come all the way back, it looks like. Now, usually when the ball goes out of bounds on a kickoff, the receiving team has the option. But they're going to re-kick it from the 35 this time. Montoya is back with Jared Overbeek. Again, Montoya had a 65-yard kickoff return to start the ballgame, but Hamilton not able to capitalize. Eggers sends the kick. And Montoya's going to catch it at helmet high at the 6. He comes up the middle, comes to his left. There's a flag down. Montoya to the 20, and he's going to be wrestled down at the 21. This is going to come back. Looks like we're going to get an illegal block or a hold against the Hawkeyes. Holding is the call against Hamilton. The flag was thrown at about the 15. So the Hawkeyes are going to start way back in their own end of the field. And not a good way for the Hawkeyes to start out the ball game. Up front for the Maroons, you have Austin Shoemaker, who made a great play on defense a little while ago. Cody Rickering, 6'1", 225. He's probably the biggest of the Maroons. Hawkeyes up to the line. They generally do not huddle. 8:27 to go, first quarter. The ball is at the Hawkeyes' 8-yard line. Trenton Alexander is now in the backfield instead of Dannenberg. He's lined up to the left of Mudd. Mudd takes, gives to Alexander, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage, and he is going to be wrestled back. There's about 5 white jerseys all in the neighborhood. Josiah Coleman, 6'4", 225. He's a senior. Actually, he's 250. And he was the first man there for the Maroons. No gain on the play. Second and 10 for the Hawkeyes from their 8. Two receivers on either side. They send a man in motion left or right. The give is to Alexander. Oh, it's going to be Mudd keep it at this time, and he gets out to about the 10, maybe the 11. And we're going to get a timeout, it looks like. Casey Meyer came up from the secondary for the Maroons to make the stop. And the Hawkeyes looking at a third and long coming up. Third, and we'll call it. I'm not sure what the stoppage of play is for. The referee and one of the other officials having a conversation right at the line of scrimmage. I don't know if it's an equipment issue or what the story is. The ball is at the Hamilton 11-yard line. It's going to be third and 7. Oh, we got an illegal procedure call, which I didn't see the flag down. And the Maroons declined the penalties. They rolled the down box. Hawkeyes up to the line. They all look to the sideline to get the play from Coach Chad Miller. Brady Mudd, the quarterback. Second member of his family to play quarterback for the Hawkeyes. Two receivers to the right, single receiver left. Alexander lined up to the right of Mudd, who's in the gun. Mudd takes, drops back to throw, slant pattern, got a receiver up to the 20, out to the 24-yard line. Just a little slant pattern, and Dylan Burrish. What is this, Burrish brother number 4, I think, that has played for the Hawkeyes? His older brother Cody last week had a fumble return for a touchdown for Wabash College of Indiana against Allegheny. Burrish and Dylan. Now, Cody and Ethan both play for Wabash, and they had another brother that also played for the Little Giants of Wabash College. They mark it at the 15. Actually, there was another penalty. So the completion will be nullified. They mark the penalty back to the 6. I did not see what the penalty was, but the completion is wiped out. And now it's third and 12 for the Hawkeyes. They fake the inside reverse. They set the screen up. Catching it at about the 8 and getting up to the 10-yard line is Jared Overbeek on the underneath screen, but it's going to be way short of a first down. So that's going to bring up fourth down, and the Maroons should get good field position following the punt. So a couple of penalties by the Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes shooting themselves in the foot here in the early going. Mudd into punt. He stands about 2 yards deep in his end zone. Back deep for the Maroons is Casey Meyer, the 5'9", 175-pound senior. He stands just inside. High snap. The rush comes in. Mudd gets it out of there. It's a low line drive kick. It hits at the 42, rolls upfield, and it will die just short of midfield at about the 49. So the Maroons will get good field position with 6:32 to go in the first quarter, leading it by a score of 7-0. On Holland Christian's first possession, they drove 79 yards in 5 plays. The drive capped off by a 10-yard TD pass to Jake Kaufman. The Maroons huddle up. And they'll send out two receivers on either side. Actually, they'll have two running backs in the backfield this time. As Vanderlot comes up under center, it's a pro set formation. The give up the middle. David Williams, the ball carrier, and he went nowhere. Tate Knapp and Cole Kaiser on the stop for the Hawkeyes. Yeah, they went to a pro set formation, kind of like what they used to run in the NFL back in the 70s, where you had running backs on kind of either side of the quarterback. Vanderluck brings him up. And this time he's in the gun with two receivers on either side. Boos is the running back lined up to his right. Vanderluck bobbles the snap, rolls out to his right. Vanderluck is going to cake it himself. He's got some running room. He's down to the 45, down to the 40. He's going to have a first down inside the 35, down to the 32. Now, Vanderluck didn't see any receivers open, but he saw he had plenty of running room, and he just took it right upfield and picked up another first down. It's a 17-yard gain for Vanderluck. Over at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium, it is Byron Center 8, Holland 6. Each team scoring on its first possession. Byron Center got the two-point conversion. Holland missed theirs. First and 10 Maroons from the Hawkeye 32. Two receivers on either side. It's actually a double wing set right now. Vanderluck back to throw, and we got flags. You're going to get an illegal procedure call against Holland Christian. So it'll be first and 15. Ben Tucker, Corey Hasavord, and Landon Dykstra are the front three. Actually, Dykstra is the offensive center for the Hawkeyes. First and 15, bringing the play in from the sideline is Vanderlucht. They'll send two receivers on the left, two on the right. Isaac Boos lines up to the right of Vanderlucht. Boos has carried the ball, hasn't carried the ball yet tonight. Vanderlucht, they're going to run the option, and Caleb keeps it himself, and Caleb is down to about the 30 before Tate Knapp made the stop. Tate's dad is Joe Knapp, the longtime Hope College assistant football coach. Gain of two for Vanderlux, second and eight. Caleb now 34 yards on five carries so far, in addition to two completions through the air for 64. Second and eight for the Maroons from the Hawkeye 30. Two receivers on either side. Three-man front for the Hawkeyes. Vanderlux takes, rolls out to his left. He's got time. He throws left side. He wants Steginga, overshoots him down at the 15. And when you're throwing at a guy 6 foot five, that takes a lot to overthrow him. But Vanderlux just had a little too much air on that ball. Dylan Burrish on the coverage for the Hawkeyes. Third and eight to go for the Maroons. Holland Christian with an early 7-0 lead. This is their second possession of the ball game. Great crowd on hand tonight on both sides of the field. Vanderlucht gets the play from Coach Caserta. Steginga will split out wide to the left. Brink is wide right. They got slots on both sides as well. Vanderlucht in the gun. Caleb takes. Rolls out to his left. Rolls. Can't find anybody. He's going to keep it himself. And Vanderlucht's going to be taken out of bounds on the far sideline at about the 27. I think that was Tucker over there for the Hawkeyes. A gain of three for Vanderlucht, but it's going to bring up fourth down and five. Caleb really had nobody to throw the football to that time. It looks like the Maroons will go for it here. Probably a little too far out to try a field goal. And we'll call it fourth and four, actually. The ball marked just shy of the 26. Brink and Steginga split wide left. Meyer is split wide right along with Kaufman. Vanderlucht rolls. He's going to keep it himself. He's got running room. He's down to the 25. He's into Hamilton territory, down inside the 10 to the 9. And it's a Holland Christian first down. Vanderlucht was giving kind of the run or pass option, and then he tucked it under when he saw he had some running room, and he is able to pick up big yardage down inside the 10, and it's going to be first and goal to go for the Maroons. We'll call it the 9, although it's more like the 9.5. Vanderlucht brings him up. It's a double wing formation, single receivers on either side. Vanderlucht in the gun. Caleb drops back to throw. With time. He wants Steginga left corner. Steginga goes high. It is caught. It is a touchdown. There are flags down. Steginga went high to make the grab. He had two guys on him, but Steginga at 6'5 is just too tall for all the coverage guys. Now, this may come back. The officials talking it over. Pass interference is the call against against Holland Christian. They're going to say Stegen got pushed off to get that position, so that's going to be a big walk-off against the Maroons all the way back out to the 25. The down will remain the same. In the past, it used to be a loss of down, but it is not a loss of down anymore in high school football. So it'll be first and goal to go, but the ball is at the 25 instead of the 10. Steginga will split out wide to the right. This time they'll go with five receivers, three on the right, two on the left. Vanderluck by himself in the backfield. Looks at a three-man Hamilton front. High snap, Vanderluck will keep it. He makes one man miss. He comes to the left side, down to the 20, down to the 15. Nice job by Caleb Vanderluck that time to juke Hayden Smith, who came up from his linebacker position and really had him dead to rights behind the line of scrimmage. But Vanderluck able to escape and picked up about 11 yards. So it's second and goal to go for the Maroons from the Hamilton 14. Clock running, 3:20 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Holland Christian in the lead. Two receivers on either side. Kaufman lines up in the backfield now next to Vanderluck. They'll send a man in motion left to right. It's Boos, and Boos is going to get the handoff on the sweep. Boos tries to turn the corner, and he gets to the 15 and is knocked out of bounds at about the 11. Quantes Rusker, a 5'6", 130-pound sophomore defensive back, came up from the secondary to knock Boos out of bounds. They'll mark him at the 12, so a gain of two on Isaac Boos' first carry of the ball game. Third and goal to go. They are in field goal range, but I'm sure Jim Caserta wants a two-touchdown lead. Maroons come up to the line. Double wing the set this time. Single receivers on either side. Steginga is split wide left. Vanderluck takes. Caleb with time. Wants Steginga in the end zone. The pass high. Steginga goes high. Did he get it? Touchdown, Holland Christian. Kyle Steginga went underneath the goalpost and went high to make the grab in the end zone. And that is his ninth reception for a touchdown this season. And Vanderluck's 13th touchdown pass. And the Maroons extend their lead to 13-0 with 2:54 to play in the first quarter. Eggers on for the conversion. Stegging it a hold. So two possessions, two scores for the Maroons. Again, Eggers also plays on the Holland Christian boys soccer team. The kick on the way, it is high, it is up, and it is good. 2:54 to go, first quarter. It is Holland Christian 14. After this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Well, Holland Christian goes 49 yards in nine plays to extend their lead to 14-0. And so far, two possessions, two touchdowns for the Maroons. A 10-yard TD pass from Vanderluck to Kaufman and a 13-yard connection from Vanderluck to Steginga. Eggers approached the ball. The kick is away. He sends Montoya back near the goal line. Montoya and Vancoya's, the momentum of the kick actually took Montoya into the end zone and he can't return it out, so the Hawkeyes are going to get it first and 10 from their 20. Well, ever since the kickoff return by Montoya to start the ball game, the Hawkeyes had it deep in Holland Christian territory, but couldn't do anything with it. And since then, the win has just completely come out of the sail of the Hawkeyes. Brady Mutt brings them up. Dannenberg is back in the ball game at running back. He'll have two receivers on either side. They all look to the sideline to get the play from Coach Chad Miller. Mudd is in the gun with Dannenberg lined up to his right. And a bad snap over the head of Mudd. This is trouble. Mudd is going to fall on it for a safety. The snap sailed over the head of Mudd, and Mudd had no choice but to fall on it in the end zone. That's a safety. So with 2:44 to go in the first quarter, it is now 16-0 in favor of the Maroons. And guess what? Holland Christian's going to get the football back on top of it. Now, the wheels have completely fallen off the wagon here in the early going for the guys in black and gold. And if you're Jim Caserta, you could not have asked for a better start to this ball game. The defense comes up with a big stop early in the ball game. Your offense is successful on their first two possessions, and then a bad snap goes out of the end zone, and You're going to get the football back, and you got a 16-point lead, and you're not even done with the first quarter yet. Update from Holland. The Dutch have scored again. Wade Buckman to Brandon Davis, a 42-yard pass play. Mason Rosano scored on a 5-yard run. So the Dutch have taken the lead over Byron Center in the second quarter by a score of 12-8. The Dutch trying to get their first win for Andrew Prattley. They have not won a game since that playoff run of the 2011 season. Mudd is going to free kick it for the Hawkeyes after the safety. And Holland Christian should get decent field position out of this. Mudd approaches the ball. He sends it deep. Isaac Boos is going to take it at the 27. He comes straight up the middle. He's to the 40, and he's going to be taken down at the 43-yard line. Nathan Pando, the wide receiver, on the coverage for the Hawkeyes, but the Maroons will get it back, trying to add to a 16-0 lead. 2:39 to play in the first quarter. Vanderlux so far, 8 rushes for 65 yards, and he's 3 of 4 through the air for 76 yards. So he has personally accounted for all but 2 yards of total offense for the Maroons here in this first quarter. Two receivers split on either side. Steginga is the outside receiver. Matched up against him is Garrett Aiding. In the gun is Vanderlux. He's got Boos lined up to his left. Vanderlux. Quick screen, wide receiver screen, and catching it and taking it upfield to the 47-yard line. I think that's Brink, the freshman. Caleb Brink, his first varsity reception. He's a freshman, just got called up from the freshman team this week. It was the wide receiver screen they set up that time, and they pick up 4 on the play. Second and 6 for the Maroons. They have it at their 47. Two receivers on either side again. Steginga is on the outside on the right. Vanderlucht in the gun. He looks at a 3-man Hamilton in front with 4 linebackers. They send somebody from the outside. Boos picks him up. Vanderlucht steps up, throws deep. He's got somebody out there, and it's overthrown. He wanted Kaufman down around the 20-yard line on the far sideline, and he was well covered. And they wanted an interference call, but they're not going to get it. You know, Caleb Vanderlucht really stepped into that throw that time. Third and 6 for the Maroons at their 47. Maroons come up to the line. Two receivers on either side. Boos is lined up to the right of Vanderlucht, who's 5 yards behind center. They bring a linebacker up the middle. Vanderlucht is going to keep it. Vanderlux got running room. He's to the outside. He's to the 50, to the 45, up the near sideline to the 40, and he lowers his shoulder into the Hawkeye defender at the 30 and gets knocked out of bounds. But another run for Caleb Vanderlux, a pickup of 23 yards, and it's a first down for the Maroons. And actually, they're going to say Vanderlucht went out of bounds at the 34, so we'll call it a gain of 19. But as it is, it's another Holland Christian first now. 1:40 to go in the first quarter, 14-0. Holland Christian in the lead. Twin receivers on either side. Vanderlucht in the gun. He's going to give it to Boos up the middle, and Isaac gets inside the 35 down to the 33, maybe the 32. Quinn LaPointe on the stop for the Hawkeyes, along with Dylan Burrish. Gain of 3. And the Maroons are just moving the football at will. And this has been a problem for the Hawkeyes all season. They have just not been able to stop anybody. In the Forest Hills Northern game a couple of weeks ago, the one running back for Forest Hills had 250 yards rushing. Second and 7. We'll call it second and 8, actually, from the 33 of the Hawkeyes. Vanderlucht takes. Drops back to throw with time. He airs it out right side. He wants Steginga. Kyle goes high. Ball knocked away. Nice play that time. That was Jared Overbeek coming over to knock the ball away from Steginga. And they don't list heights on this Hamilton roster, but Overbeek is giving away, I would say, probably 4 to 5 inches to Kyle Steginga. And he waited until Steginga was about to come down with the football and then knocked it away from him at the last minute. That was very, very well played. third and 8 for the Maroons from the Hawkeye 33. 59.1 seconds to go in the first quarter. Maroons come up to the line. The Hawkeye fans make some noise. They haven't had a lot to cheer about here in the early going. Vanderluck in the gun. Two receivers on either side. They bring a linebacker up. Vanderluck's going to keep it on the option. Cuts back to his left. Down to the 30. Down to the 25. Vanderluck cuts to his right, and he is down close to the 15. Vanderluck is functioning kind of like a running back who, oh, by the way, can throw the football. And, I mean, when you got a guy that can do both run and throw the football, I mean, that really makes it difficult for defense. And you got to give the Holland Christian offensive line as credit as well for opening these holes for Vanderluck. First and 10 for the Maroons from the Hamilton 15. Vanderluck rolls out to his right. Rolling, he's going to keep it. Vanderluck down to the 10. He's down to the 5, and he's going to have a first down, it looks like. Again, it was kind of a slow-developing play. Vanderluck couldn't find any receivers, but he had running room again, and he was able to pick up the first down. It's a gain of 10, first and goal for the Maroons from the 5. Clock stopped with 36.7 seconds left. Maroons trying to punch another score in before the end of the quarter. And the Maroons have moved the ball at will here in the first quarter. Two receivers on either side. Stegna is the outside receiver on the right. Vanderluck in the gun. Caleb takes, rolls out to his left. Rolls, throws for Boos. It is caught, and Boos will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Holland Christian. They brought Boos underneath, and Caleb Vanderluck just kind of flicked it out there. Isaac caught it at the 2 and took it in the rest of the way. Vanderluck's third touchdown pass of this first quarter, and the Maroons now lead it 22-0 with 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. Caleb Vanderluck has completed 5 passes so far. He has completed 5 passes to 5 different receivers for 3 touchdowns. Eggers on for the conversion. Here's the snap. Eggers puts the foot into it, and it is good. 13.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Holland Christian 23, Hamilton nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. What a first quarter for the Holland Christian Maroons. The Maroons have had 202 yards total offense. They've had the ball 3 times. They have scored 3 touchdowns. They lead the Hawkeyes 23-0. Here's a pop-up kick by Eggers. It's going to be taken at the 17. Up to the 25, and going down at the 26-yard line is Jared Overbeek. That last drive for the Hawkeyes after the free kick following the safety, 53 yards on 8 plays, and it was Vanderluck to Isaac Boos, a 5-yard touchdown pass. And for Isaac, that is his first receiving touchdown of the season. And the Hawkeyes are in a big, big hole on homecoming night. Brady Mudd gets the play from Coach Chad Miller. 8.9 seconds to go in this first quarter, so this should be the final play of the quarter. They'll mark it at the 27. Mudd gets the play, and he reminds his offensive lineman what the snap count is. Two receivers on the left, single receiver right. Two tight ends in the ballgame this time, and the Hawkeyes are going to take a timeout. They were unsure of what they were supposed to be doing. And I'm not even sure they had everybody who was supposed to be out there. Let's take a 30-second break. 23-0, Holland Christian in the lead. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Now back to action. We have a score for you over in Hudsonville, Zeeland West, all over Unity Christian in the early going. The Ducks have scored 3 touchdowns and have hit the 2-point conversion on all 3 scores. It's 24-0 Ducks over the Crusaders at the end of 1. Mudd gets the snap, rolls out to his left. This should be the final play of the quarter. Mudd under pressure, and he's going to tuck it and take it out the sideline at about the 29-yard line, and there's still 1.5 seconds to go in the quarter. They'll give him to the 30, actually. So a gain of about 3, 2nd and 7 for the Hawkeyes. And now the time runs out in the first quarter. Howland Christian with a big first quarter. They lead the Hamilton Hawkeyes here in Hamilton by a score of 23-0. Let's take a 60-second break, Chris Allen. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Second quarter action underway here at Hamilton. Hawkeyes with the ball, 2nd and 7 from their 30. They are in a huge hole. They trail Howland Christian 23-0. The handoff to Danenberg, and he is hit for a loss. Coming up is Matt DeCook again, the 6-foot, 185-pound senior who has been the Maroons' leading tackler on the course of the season. Danenberg never had a chance to get going. It's a loss of 5 back to the 25-yard line, so 3rd and 12. And the Hawkeyes, in terms of total offense in the first quarter, they are in the negative category. 3rd and 12 for the Hawkeyes. Maroons line up 4 on the front line. They'll go two receivers right, single receiver left, mud in the gun. Awaits the snap, man in motion. They hand it off on the inside, reverse to Overbeek, and Jarrett goes nowhere. He got maybe a yard. Josiah Coleman on the stop for the Maroons. It's going to be 4th and long, and the Hawkeyes are going to have to punt again. And right now, everything is going the way of the guys in maroon and white. Mudd in punt formation stands inside his 15. Twin safeties back for the Maroons. Snap gets to Mudd. Rush comes on, and Mudd gets a nice kick away. Taken at the 35. Up the left side to the 40. Breaks one man miss to the 45 midfield. And he's still on his feet. That is Casey Meyer, the return man. And there is a flag back at the 42. This is probably going to come back. But a nice job by Casey Meyer to return that kick, breaking about 3 tackles. But this is going to come back. The officials talk to Dylan Burrish, and they'll take the penalty. So this will be the 4th possession of the ball game for Howland Christian, and so far the Maroons are 3-for-3. They have over 200 yards in total offense already in this contest. And Caleb Anderluck in the first quarter had 112 yards rushing, and another 85 through the air. 2 receivers on either side for the Maroons. Vanderluck in the gut. He's got Isaac Booth lined up to his right, 3-man front. A different quarterback in the ballgame. Here's a quick wide receiver pass, and being hit for a loss at the 26-yard line. I think that was Steggenga on the grab. Jared Stykstra is in the ballgame at quarterback right now for Howland Christian. And Stykstra has played at times in the course of the season, and he's completed about 30% of his passes. Loss of 3 on that play. 2nd and 13 for the Maroons. They have it at their 27. 2 receivers on either side. So Stykstra in the gun. Stykstra rolls out to his left. With time, he's going to air it out deep for Steginga, and oh, what a hit! And the Hawkeyes fans come to their feet. That was a great hit on the play. That was Jared Overbeek who popped Steginga right in the midsection as Kyle was trying to come down with the football. So that's going to be 3rd and long for the Maroons. That was an outstanding defensive hit that time. 3rd and 13 for the Maroons from their 27. Byron Center has scored again. They now lead Holland 15-12 early in the second quarter over at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. 2 receivers on either side. Stykstra in the gun, rolls out to his left. Little swing pass. It's boosted. He's got a seam ahead of him to the 35, to the 40. Cuts back to the 45, midfield, and he's dragged down in Hamilton territory at the 46. No, Isaac Boost caught the ball on the outside, the numbers on the left, and veered back toward the middle and is able to pick up big yardage, and it's a first down for Holland Christian. It's a gain of 27. Maroons have it first and 10 at the Hamilton 46. Twins on either side. Stykstra in the gun, hands it off to Boost. Isaac's got running room to the 45, down to the 42. The ball pops loose. Scrambled for it, and I think the Maroons got it back. We'll see. They do recover. Casey Meyer recovered it for the Maroons at the 41. Second and 5 to go for Holland Christian. Clock running, 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kayla Vanderluck, 3 first quarter touchdown passes, 1 to Stegginga, 1 to Kaufman, and 1 to Boots, and plus a safety. Stegginga is the outside receiver on the right. Two receivers on either side. Sykstra in the gun, and Sykstra's going to roll out to his right. He's going to keep it. He's to the 40. Cuts back to the 35. He's got a first down, down to the 31. And there's a flag at the end of the play. So Sykstra, yeah, he's obviously studied the play of Vanderlucht here, because he did very much the same thing. He saw his receivers were coupled and pulled the ball down and was able to pick up yardage. Face mask is the penalty against Hamilton. That's going to be a 5-yard walk-off at the end of the run. And that's going to be a first down for Holland Christian at the Hamilton 26. 27, we'll call it. Well, the Maroon offense has been running like a well-oiled machine here in this first half. This time they go, well, they were going to go trips right, but now they send a second receiver to the left. Vanderluck is in the gun, looks at a 4-man Hamilton front with 3 linebackers. Vanderluck back to throw. He wants Stegginga. Throws it up, and Stegginga, does he make the grab? He does. Stegginga kind of waited for the ball to come down, and he caught it inside the Hamilton 10. Garrett Aiding was on the coverage for Hamilton, but he was really not in a position where he could knock the ball away. They'll mark it at the 8. It's a gain of 19 for Stegginga. First and goal to go for the Maroons. Two receivers on either side for Holland Christian. Boost lines up to the left of Stykstra. Boost gets the handoff over the right side, down inside the 5 to the 4. Dylan Burrish on the stop. So it'll be second down and goal. The ball at the 4-yard line of the Hawkeyes. 7:38, clock running here in the first half. Holland Christian going for its third straight win after an 0-3 start, and they are looking good right now. Two receivers on either side. Stykstra in the gun, 5 yards behind center. Hawkeyes look like they're going to send a couple of linebackers. Stykstra's going to keep it himself, and he'll walk in for the score. The Hawkeyes sent a couple of linebackers, but the Maroons were able to pick him up, and Stykstra took it right up the middle for the touchdown. A 4-yard run, and it is now 29-0, Holland Christian, with 7:16 to go in the second quarter. Eggers on for the extra point. He's 3 for 3 so far. His leg they might have to ice his leg the way this game's going. Stegging it a hold. Here's a snap, kick on the way, and looks like somebody got a piece of it. It's going to be no good. I think one of the Hawkeyes' outside rushers got a piece of that kick by Eggers. It's no good. Wide to the right. 7:16 to go first half. It is Holland Christian in control, 29-0 over Hamilton. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Yeah, the kick by Bryce Eggers sails into the end zone, and the Hawkeyes will get it first and 10 at their 20. 29-0, Holland Christian, as Jared Stykstra goes in from 4 yards out for the touchdown, capping off a 65-yard drive. Mudd brings him out for Hamilton. At halftime over at Unity Christian, it is Zealand West 32 and the Crusaders 7. Alexander gets the handoff over the left side from from Mudd, and he's out over the 25 to the 26. That's been the most successful play the Hawkeyes have had since the opening kickoff of the ball game, when Montoya had that long kickoff return and almost ended in a touchdown. Hawkeyes go trips right here on second and four. Alexander lines up to the right of the quarterback, Mudd. Mudd gets pressure from the outside, and he is going to be dropped back at the 24-yard line. He was actually fortunate. He didn't lose more yardage than that. That was to Cook coming from the outside that time for the Maroons. And Josiah Coleman cleaned up back at the 23. That's a third sack already for Holland Christian. 6:22 to go, third and seven for the Hawkeyes. Again, they go trips right. Hawkeyes, I do not believe, have a first down in this ball game. And looks like a little bit of confusion as to what play they want to run here. Mudd is in the gun, and now we're going to get a whistle. Looks like Chad Miller is going to take a timeout here. 5:59 to go first half. Let's take a 30-second break. 29-0 Holland Christian. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. I'd like to tell you that the broadcast of this game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Third and seven for Hamilton from their 23. They need the 30 for the first down. Trips right the formation. Mudd takes with time. Protection breaking down. Mudd's in trouble. He's going to go down. He is hit at the 11-yard line as the pocket just caved in on him. Casey Myard was one of the guys in on the stop. I didn't see who the other guy was, but a big loss. And once again, the Hawkeyes are going to have to punt. Now, once I get the stat sheet from Dave Heckman, the Holland Christian statistician at halftime, this has just been a totally dominating performance in the first half by the Maroons. Mudd gets off a low line drive kick, not a very good kick at all. To the 45, to the 40, down to the 30 is Myard, and he's going to be taken down at the 26. Looks like there's a flag came in at the end of the play. But a low line drive kick that time gave plenty of time for Meyer to get a nice return out of it. And Holland Christian, again, in striking distance here. No flag on. They picked up the flag, so they're going to mark it at the Hamilton 25. 5:09 to go first half. And who will they come out with this time at quarterback? Looks like it is Vanderluck back in the ball game after Stykstra had the last series. He's got two running backs in the backfield this time. Vanderluck goes under center. Caleb hands it off to the one setback. I believe that's to Cook. And Matt gets down inside the 25, down to the 23. Second, and we'll call it eight for the Maroons. Vanderluck has had a great first half. Three touchdown passes and over 100 yards rushing. Two receivers on either side. DeCook lines up to the right of Vanderluck, who's in the gun, and Caleb rolls out to his right. And a little swing pass caught by DeCook. DeCook is hit at the 20, and he goes down at about the 18. That was Tucker on the stop for the Hawkeyes. Pickup of about six on the little swing pass, and that is the sixth different Holland Christian receiver that has caught a pass tonight. Third and two to go. The ball mark just short of the 17. Clock running, 4:10 to go first half. Two receivers on either side. Vanderluck in the gun, looks at a four-man Hamilton front. Caleb's going to take it himself up the middle, and he's close to a first down. It's going to depend on the spot. He takes it down to about the 15. And I believe that is going to be a first down. The referee does signal first down. Now, Holland Christian has just been unstoppable here in this first half. Byron Center has scored again, under 2 minutes to play in the first half over in Holland. It's 22-12, Byron Center over the Dutch. Meanwhile, Highland Christian trying to add to their lead. They're up 29-0. 3:40 to go till halftime. Two receivers on either side. They bring a linebacker on the outside. Vanderluck back to throw. He's going to tuck it and run. Vanderluck to the 15, out to the outside. He's to the 10, taken down at the 8. Again, Caleb Vanderluck just tucked the ball and ran with it. Colin Titt came up from the secondary for the Hawkeyes, but not before a pickup of 7. So 2nd and 3 for the Maroons. Maroons up to the line. Two receivers on either side. Vanderluck in the gun. Caleb's going to roll out to his right. Vanderluck rolling. Rolling's going to keep it. He's hit by one man, lunges forward, and he's going to be close to a first down. I think he may be a bit short. They'll mark him just short of the 5, it looks like. The first down marker is just on the other side of the 5, so it's going to be 3rd and less than a yard. Three minutes to go. The clock continuing to roll here in the first half. Stegging as the outside receiver on the right, twins on either side. Vanderluck in the gun. Caleb takes, going to keep it himself. He is going to be hit in the backfield, and I don't know. It's going to depend on the spot. And what are they going to mark it? They mark it right about the same spot as the previous spot. So it's going to be 4th and less than a yard. And this is the first 4th down situation we've seen the Maroons in tonight. Vanderluck gets the play from Coach Caserta. And the Hawkeyes looking for something to give this homecoming crowd something to cheer about here in this first half. Vanderluck in the gun with two receivers on either side. Caleb takes up the middle, lunges forward, and I think he got the first down. Not by much, but he didn't need much. He got down to about the 4. Yeah, they mark it just on the other side of the 5, and like I said, Caleb didn't need a whole lot. 2:01 left to go. The clock stops to set the chains. Maroons started this possession at the 27 of Hamilton following a nice return by Casey Myard of a low Hawkeye punt. Here come the Maroons up to the line. DeCook is lined up to the left of Vanderluck, two receivers on either side. Vanderluck hands it off to DeCook over the right side. Actually, Vanderluck kept it, and he got maybe a yard. Kaiser and Knapp on the stop for the Hawkeyes. They hold Vanderluck to a gain of 1 down to the 3. 2nd and goal to go. Ball's kind of toward the left hash. And looks like a little confusion on the Highland Christian side. Now they get into their formation. 4 receivers in the ball game. Vanderluck sends a man in motion. It's boost left or right. Vanderluck back to throw. He throws for the end zone for Brink, and it is batted away incomplete. That was underthrown. The freshman Brink was double covered that time. Colin Tidd and Alex Overbeek were there on the coverage for the Hawkeyes. Clock stopped with 54.7 seconds remaining in the half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report, and we'll have our MHSA perspective with John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. We'll get you caught up on some of the other scores going on around high school football around our area. 3rd and goal to go from the 3. Vanderluck in the gun. Caleb takes. He's going to keep it himself over the right side. Lunges forward. He is in for the score. Touchdown, Highland Christian. Caleb Vanderluck decided to keep it himself around the right side, and he goes in from 3 yards out for the score. And for Caleb, that's his 5th rushing touchdown of the 2013 season. And with 49.9 seconds to go till halftime, it is now 35-0 in favor of the Maroons. Which means when we start the second half, we're going to have a running clock. And this time, Cody Mashila is on for the extra point. Mashila was the regular kicker. He was hurt and could not kick last week, and that set the stage for Bryce Eggers' heroics. The kick by Mashila is on his way, and it is good. 49.9 seconds to go, first half, 36-0, Holland Christian in the lead. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHDC.com. Low kick fielded by Overbeek, and he returns it up to about the 23-yard line. 46.4 seconds to go, first half. Hawkeyes with the football. They do not have a first down in the first half, and their total offense in the first half, I just looked over at Dave Heckman's computer there. Here's a quick pass, and it is caught while laying on the ground by Garrett Aiding at the 29-yard line. Hawkeyes quickly up to the line, clock running, 33 seconds left. And Mudd will intentionally spike it to stop the clock with 27.6 seconds left. Total offense in the first half, 295 yards for Holland Christian, minus 24 for Hamilton. This has been a very one-sided football game. Third and four for the Hawkeyes from their 29. Mudd in the gun with two receivers on the left, one on the right. Four-man front for the Maroons. Mudd rolls out to his left. Rolls. He's going to air it out deep. He's got a man out there, and he overshot him. Nathan Panda was wide open near midfield, and if Mudd had been able to get him the football, that might have been six. There was not a defender within 5 yards of him. So it's going to be fourth down, and the Hawkeyes are going to have to punt. At halftime over at Zeeland Stadium, it is the Chicks of Zeeland East and Reese Puffer in a good one, 14-14. Chicks ranked number 3 in the state in Division 3 this week, and they're across their next-door neighbor, Zeeland West. They're ranked number 4. If you missed it earlier, Zeeland West leading Unity Christian at the half, 32-7. Hawkeyes hustling to get a player out there, so they have 11 guys out there. Mudd awaits the snap at his 16. The kick is away. Myard's going to get a chance to run it back at the 37. Ball gets away from him, and the ball's loose, and Myard recovered it. It hit Casey Myard right on the shoulder pad, and the Maroons fortunate to get it back. One of the few things that has gone wrong tonight for the Maroons, aside from the missed extra point kick. 11.8 seconds to go in the half. I would presume Jim Caserta will just run one play and go to the locker room with the lead. In fact, the Maroons are already starting to head to the locker room already, it looks like. Vanderluck will come up under center, and he might just take a knee here. They're lined up in the victory formation, it looks like. And that's exactly what he does, and Vanderluck will toss the ball to the official. And that's the end of the first half here at Hamilton High School on homecoming night. And Holland Christian is proving to be a most rude guest. Halftime score, Holland Christian 36, Hamilton nothing. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll send it back to the studio and come back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHDC.com.